The current editor-in-chief of the English-language newspaper Moscow Times, Andrei Shmarov, lived in Russia for over 30 years before the country launched its invasion of Ukraine last year. But he decided to leave and move to Amsterdam after the Kremlin introduced legislation that targeted independent journalists last March.
Putin signed a decree that everyone who, you know, said unauthorized things was liable for a jail term of 15 years. And basically that was the moment of, you know, we had to make a choice because, you know, it was too dangerous. I mean, it was in like 2 days, you know, we had to take this decision. And people left their families, you know, houses, children, wives.
Relocating was not that difficult for Shmarov as he was born in the Netherlands and is thus a Dutch citizen. He has since set up a hub for reporting about Russia in Amsterdam with some other compatriots. However, he says that there are hundreds of Russian journalists for whom moving to and staying in Europe is far harder.
In principle, no one gets a visa. So we're actually very lucky that the Dutch government supported us and gave visas very quickly to the journalists. But also, our business model was broken. In Russia, we all had a good business, but now, you know, we cannot receive money from Russians. The advertising model is dead. We used to organize many events that, you know, made money for us. You know, we are in a financially difficult situation, and to live in Amsterdam and Europe in general is much more expensive than to live in Russia.
The network that Shmarov and other Russian journalists have since set up in Amsterdam is one of several that could benefit from a recent call by Czech Vice President of the European Commission for Values and Transparency, Věra Jourová, for a so-called Radio Free Russia project. Its aim would not necessarily mean the setting up of a new radio station, but rather the, I quote, support of journalists in the EU to produce more content and distribute it more widely without any editorial interference. Jourová explained her upcoming plans regarding this project to Czech Radio.
I'm looking for a way to support them by assigning an official status, meaning visas or residency permits. Currently, this is something that member states do themselves, so I think that it would be good if these specific EU members had a common approach to this issue.
Aside from making it easier for dissident journalists to live in the EU, Jourová said that there are also plans to provide technical support for independent Russian media through EU funding.
I would like to send some sort of financial injection there. We have 3 million euro in our budget. I'm doing all that I can to get this thing rolling in the spring. It's a fast project.
Aside from boosting established networks of Russian journalists, such as in Amsterdam, where, for example, the Russian independent broadcaster TV Rain has set up shop, Shmarov says that the funding could help establish a similar such hub in Prague.
Some of them are already in Prague or want to go to Prague, so that's why we are now looking in establishing a similar thing in Prague. We're still in developing, you know, everything, basically everything is ready, but now we need the money.